From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A leading Egyptian al-Qaeda figure was killed in a drone attack in rebel-held Idlib province, according to two jihadist sources Monday. They said Abu al-Faraj al-Masri was killed when an unidentified drone hit the vehicle he was traveling in Idlib in Syria's northwest. He had joined its Syrian offshoot, the Nusra Front, and became a prominent figure in the militant group. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Monday that Russia was concerned about the developing situation in Syria and is seeking to normalize it. He spoke during a news conference Monday. Sergei Lavrov says, "We are concerned about the attempts by some participants of the process inside and outside Syria to act regardless of the decisions of the UN Security Council. We want to remove all obstacles standing in the way of achieving everything that has been agreed in relation to Syria normalization." His comments come as the Syrian government and allied forces advance towards Aleppo. Suicide bombers struck two Shiite-majority areas of the Iraqi capital Monday, killing at least 10 people, according to security and medical officials. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. Officials in northern Afghanistan say the Taliban launched a coordinated attack today in Kunduz. Authorities say security forces are pushing back the insurgents. The Taliban, meanwhile, says they have captured several checkpoints in Kunduz. Ethiopia began 3 days of national mourning Monday for 52 people who were killed in a stampede at a religious festival and happened after police there clashed with anti-government protesters, according to state-controlled media. This is VOA News.